This title is narrated with virtual voice. Computer-generated narration for audiobooks. Brazen Heiress by Elizabeth Boyle. Prologue. England, Burnwood Manor, 1795. I'll never find my way out of here with my virtue intact. Amelia, the Countess of Marston, cast a sly glance over her shoulder at her companion, Webb Dryden, who lounged nearby. Seated on a marble bench in the secluded inner garden of Burnwood's old-fashioned boxwood maze, Amelia held no doubts as to why she'd been invited to explore the twisting paths. Within the dense, tall hedges, a quiet, fragrant garden lay hidden, providing a welcome hideaway far from their host's frantic household. The late afternoon sunlight glinted off the tawny hints of gold that touched her lover's brown hair, and Amelia smiled at the handsome rogue. "What devious intentions do you have in mind?" she asked him. "Perhaps to hold me for ransom." Webb grinned slowly, his look promising the price of her release would hardly be monetary. She adored the wicked way his mouth curved when she teased him. Though only 23, Webb was well aware of his assets and how to use them to open doors. Doors to powerful men's secrets, and the doors to their wives' boudoirs. "A ransom, you say? Now that's an idea." He strolled toward her, looking her up and down with the assessing gaze of a rogue. "What might you have to offer that I haven't already seen or sampled?" "Wretched beast," she thought, acknowledging that it was his self-assured arrogance that had attracted her in the first place. Resisting the urge to poke him in the side with the sharp tip of her parasol, she peeked out from beneath its fringed edge instead. "I wouldn't be so sure, sir. A lady of my experience always holds back a wealth of secrets. Why, I don't think I've shared with you any of the truly delicious tidbits I acquired while on assignment last year in Egypt." She glanced up to see if she'd caught his attention. "Priceless information I gained from personal visits with the Pasha. Morsels that certainly did not go in my report to the Foreign Office." He was feigning disinterest, studying one of the tumbling rose bushes growing near the small fountain. But she knew she had him by the way he shifted uncomfortably in his tight breeches. "A pasha, you say?" he murmured. "Aren't they rather old and fat?" "Hardly." Amelia smiled. "In fact, I would guess you to be about the same age." She continued watching Webb's reactions as she spoke, all the while knowing that beneath his military style, double-breasted jacket and starched white shirt, lay hard, muscled limbs and a youthful ardor, not unlike the Pasha's. "And about the same height." She sighed, mostly for the effect, but also in remembrance of what she definitely had not put in her report to Webb's father, her superior at the Foreign Office. "In the East," she continued, laying aside her parasol, "men take lovemaking very seriously. They are introduced to sensual pursuits from the time they are young, so really any comparison to Englishmen would hardly seem fair." She nearly laughed as this Englishman's brows rose. Webb was a great lover, but she wondered if an angry Webb would be even better. And how she loved a man pushed to the point of savagery. "So why did you bring me here?" she prompted again. "'Tis the only privacy to be found," he grumbled, snapping a white rose from the bush and handing it to her. "Between my family and your relatives, we haven't had a moment's peace." As true as that was, Amelia knew the real reason for their hidden rendezvous. Their hostess's 15-year-old sister, Lily D'Artiers. The girl was in the throes.